As always, let's now speak to another of our correspondents who is in Alexandria, I believe.
Yes, indeed, Polly. Finally, we've been able to get some pictures out of here. As you all know, that the Egyptian authorities have been making it very difficult for journalists to get pictures. Now, I'm not sure if you can see the nighttime pictures coming out of Alexandria.
Yes, we're watching live pictures, in fact, from Alexandria, where you are, again, still thousands gathered there in the streets despite nighttime.
Yes, indeed, despite nighttime and despite the frequent rainfall that comes every now and then, they're gathered here. They say they will not leave center of Alexandria in front of Sidi Gaber train station, the main train station here and one of the oldest in the country. They will not leave until Mubarak leaves office. There are tens of thousands of people here. They're about to begin nighttime prayer, the Aisha prayer, and they are not only Muslims here, there are also Christians and those of non-faith as well. The situation on the ground here is a lot more positive than we've seen in previous days when there has been some sort of clashes. It's a lot more joyous. There are many women here, children, flags being waved just before prayer started, a lot of singing, some dancing, and the people here feel like they finally have mobilized as many as they can in Egypt's second largest city to add their voices to those in Cairo.
In fact, we're watching the live pictures there of the nighttime prayers. That's the last prayer of the day. People there kneeling and praying. Perhaps we can listen in a bit to that.
Yes.
Okay. Nighttime prayer there in Alexandria, Egypt's second largest city. It's the last prayer of the day. We've seen this image throughout the day in Cairo, five times a day, in fact. Earlier, a correspondent there on the line telling us that the demonstrations in Alexandria, as has been the case in Cairo, largely peaceful.